Democrats are shaping some of this week's convention rhetoric to try to win over people who voted for George W. Bush in 2000. They face a tough sell in Warren County, Ohio, where five people crowded onto a porch last Friday. They sipped beer as the sun set over their suburban subdivision.
Can I just run across here really quick and ask each of you to say if you've decided who to vote for, and if so, who?
I have George Bush.
George Bush.
George Bush.
Undecided.
Yes, I have George W. Bush.
Four votes out of five for George W. Bush. That's just one porch on one summer evening. But the president received a huge margin of victory across this county in 2000. Republicans need those votes again to offset Democrats elsewhere in this important state. We began a political tour of Ohio yesterday in a struggling steel town. Warren County, Ohio could hardly be more different. Construction crews are building thousands of new houses. Workers are using a power saw, cutting bricks to size for a new home. Houses on this street are custom built with forested backyards near a golf course designed by Arnold Palmer. Corporate executives are moving here. It's close to an exit ramp for an interstate that leads into Cincinnati. Sales manager Steve Mashek says nothing has stopped the demand for upscale housing. Not the recent recession, not even September 11.
At the high end, we've seen a pretty level field over the past three, four years.
By high end, Mashek means $750,000, up to $3 million per house. Less pricey subdivisions are springing up all over the farmland here. And as the population grows, the Bush campaign is hoping for a bigger Republican vote than ever. The owners of the new houses include Terry Downey.
I have some guilt of building a house, believe me.
Do you really?
I do. I really do. Yeah. I feel like there are so many houses. Why didn't we just buy one that was already built? So.
I'm guessing somebody else is moving in. That's a moving van going by.
Terry Downey is unloading groceries from the white SUV in her driveway. She wears sunglasses and a baseball cap. She's married to a policeman. She has a teenage son and daughter. And though she doesn't closely follow politics, she says she is likely to vote for President Bush.
Mostly, I think I like he and his wife, his background, his values, his religious values. He's not really afraid to admit that.
People say values a lot, and politicians say values a lot. Can you talk to me a little bit about what that means to you?
The definition of marriage.
You're opposed to the gay marriage thing in Massachusetts.
I'm just opposed to changing this whole definition of marriage. Call it something else. You know, do what you want, that's fine, but I just don't want it forced upon me. I just feel like they should have their own word.
Values came up again at the subdivision pool where Brian Boone took his kids for a Friday evening swim. He's an aerospace worker who gave money to the Bush campaign.
I'm looking for someone who is staunchly opposed to abortion, and I'm looking for someone who I trust to help protect our country and its values.
But in interviews, other voters here never mention social issues at all. The president's local campaign chairman, Mike Schuller, hopes to avoid alienating those more moderate voters.
If the potential voter has two heads, has a different sexual preference than I do, wishes to be part of a group marriage, has a purple skin color but will vote Republican, I'm all for him. We need every voter we can get.
Schuller suspects that news from overseas may decide this election. That news is closely followed in the household of Joe Mathey. He's retired. When his doorbell rang, Mathey finished a routine home blood test, then came outside to answer a few questions.
Don't get me started. I'm normally a very strong Republican, always have been. I dislike this president very, very much. I don't think we ever had any business going over to Iraq. I think if I was him, I couldn't sleep at night while all the boys getting killed over there. So I'm definitely not going to vote Republican.
And I may. So I may cancel out his vote.
That's Marcia Mathey, Joe's wife, standing beside him.
I'm really not normally a Democrat. I made a good enough living that I guess I always was a little selfish and tried to vote Republican.
Well, you know, he's very vocal about his opinion, but I think he's looking at things half empty instead of what's been accomplished, and I think that they have accomplished some things over there.
Do you think the war has made this country any safer?
I think it's too early to tell. I do think that there's a lot to be done as far as security.
Until last year, the Matthews were living in Florida, where they cast their ballots in the closest election in memory. This year, they'll be voting in another fiercely contested state. It may be decided, in part, by the voters in the new houses that are spreading across Warren County, Ohio. Tomorrow, we'll meet two Ohio couples who disagree about almost everything in politics.